bread of life.
第一就是粮食，这是可以给你们吃的。
I am the bread that you can eat.
不但只是讲道理给你听。
Not only do I give you the words for you to listen.
而是我是粮食，你可以吃的。
But he said, I am the bread that you can eat.
而吃了之后，你会有生命。
And after you eat of it, you'll have life.
那我到底为什么主耶稣会这样讲
？So why would Lord Jesus proclaim in such a way?
今天我们再来学习。
Today we'll study.
这个生命的粮食，你吃了没有？
That this bread of life have you eaten?
当行完主耶稣行完五饼二鱼的神迹之后
，After Lord Jesus performed the miracle of five bread two fish,
很多人就来找主耶稣。
And many people looked for him.
我们看第六章。
Let's turn to chapter six.
三二十四节。
Chapter six, verse 24.
六章的二十四节。
6:24.
众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上船往加百农去找耶稣。
24. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus.
既在海边找着了，就对他说：“拉比啊，是几时到这里来的？”
25. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, where did you come from?
所以说这个时候很红啊。
Now Lord Jesus here is very popular.
很红就是很多人喜欢他。
Meaning that many people liked him.
很多人跟随他。
Many people follow him.
哇，一大堆人。
A lot of people.
甚至啊，在这个地方找不到主耶稣，就跑到另外一个地方去等主耶稣。
Even that they could not find him here, they seek another place to wait for him.
好像很多人跟随他。
Seems that many people followed him.
那为什么主耶稣有那么多人跟随他
？Why did so many people follow him?
主耶稣自己很清楚。
Lord Jesus himself, he knows very clearly.
二十六节
，verse 26.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找着我，并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。”
26. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the sign, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled."
所以说自己很清楚为什么有人跟随他。
Lord Jesus himself is very clear and understands that why people follow him.
跟随主耶稣的人有两种。
There are two types of followers.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
来教会的人也有两种。
There are two types of people who come to church.
当时跟随主耶稣的第一种人是为了什么来呢
？Those who follow Lord Jesus, what are they after?
二十六节讲得很清楚的。
Verse 26 is very clear.
不是因为看了神迹。
Not because they saw the sign.
跟神迹一点关系都没有。
It's not related to the sign.
也跟主耶稣一点关系都没有。
It's not related to Lord Jesus.
他们看到的是主耶稣变出来的饼。
They saw the bread that Lord Jesus was able to perform.
很好吃。
It tastes good.
最主要是不是好吃，而是免费的。
But most importantly, they're free.
饼都差不多。
Bread, they're all the same.
免费的饼特别好吃。
But free bread tastes extra good.
你去吃饭，你去餐馆吃饭。
When you go to restaurants,
自己付钱的没有那么好吃。
If you had to pay for it, it doesn't taste as good.
别人付钱的，哇，吃起来特别爽。
If other people are treating you, it tastes better.
不用付钱。
Because it's free.
哇，或者是免费的送的。
Or if it's free.
老板跟你说这个甜点送给你。
Or if the restaurant owner tells you this snack's free.
你就高兴得不得了。
Then you're very happy.
其实那碗甜点值多少钱？
But how expensive really? How much did it cost?
你付了100块吃那个餐，他送给你一个甜点，可能值1块，哇，你就好高兴。
You spend $100 for that meal, and they give you a snack worth $1. You are so happy.
因为人都喜欢免费的东西。
Because everyone enjoys free food.
哇，免费的饼啊。
Free bread.
不用工作。
You don't have to work.
耶稣去哪里就跟着哪里。
And wherever Lord Jesus goes, you go.
他讲什么我不管。
Wherever he says, I don't really care.
人在那边坐几个小时就可以了。
And as long as I sit there for a few hours,
做完的话，听完道理有没有听另外一回事。但是等一下有饼分。
After I listen to it, regardless what happens, I have bread to eat.
所以很多人呐、很喜欢主耶稣。
For many people, really likes Lord Jesus.
不是因为喜欢主耶稣的道理。
Not because they enjoy his sermons.
而不是因为看到神迹。
Not because they have seen he perform signs.
而是因为来耶稣面前啊有饼吃。
But because when they come before Lord Jesus, there is bread to eat.
这种人呢是大部分的人。
And this type of people, they are the majority of the followers.
这种人跟随主耶稣只是为了一个目的。
And they follow Lord Jesus for one purpose.
我来了，耶稣可以给我什么
？I come here so that I can get something from Lord Jesus.
而不是因为耶稣是什么。
And they do not come to Lord Jesus because they know who Lord Jesus is.
而是耶稣给我什么
？They come because Lord Jesus can give them something.
这种人啊，虽然来跟随主。
These kind of people, although they follow Lord Jesus,
但是他不是真的跟随主。
But they are not the true followers.
他迟早都会走的。
They will leave eventually.
有一些慕道者来到教会。
There are some true seekers when they come to the church.
啊，听了几次道理就开始问了。
After they heard a few sermons, they started to ask.
你们教会有没有人可以介绍工作啊？
Do you know if anyone who can introduce me to a job in your church?
有没有人开店的？
Is there anyone who owns a store?
有没有啊？在那个领域上面啊，可以帮我介绍一下。
Is there anyone who is an expert in the field who can give me a hand?
都没来几次就问这个问题，你就知道他为了想了什么。
Not even they only come here for a few times, they already ask this kind of question, then you know what's their intent.
有一些慕道者。
Some truth seekers.
受了洗了。
After they're baptized.
隔天就开始问了。
And then the second day they ask.
你们教会有没有人可以介绍我做老婆的？
Can you introduce me to certain sisters?
你们教会不是有婚姻介绍吗？
Don't you guys have marriage
coordinators? 我现在受
洗了，
可不可以帮我介绍一下？
Now I'm baptized.
真的有，不要笑，真的有。
Truly, there's people that does like that.
后来当然就没有来教会了。
And of course, afterwards they come no longer.
因为没有的介绍，或者是没有人适合介绍。
Because nobody introduced them, or there's not suitable candidates.
如果你对来教会的目的是为了主耶稣能够给你什么东西
，If your intent coming here is so that you can get something from Lord Jesus,
你很快就会很失望。
Then very quickly you'll disappoint.
你会发觉主耶稣并不是你想象的这样子，你要什么都给你，马上什么。
You'll find out that Lord Jesus will not give you everything that you ask.
不是给你物，你要物质就给你物质。
You, when you ask for physical things and you get physical things.
主耶稣其实有更好的东西要给你。
Lord Jesus actually have better things to give you.
那次变饼只是为了让他们知道主耶稣是谁。
The time that Lord Jesus performed the miracle is so that people understand who he is.
主耶稣可以给他更好的。
Lord Jesus can give him better, give them better things.
生命的粮食。
Which is the word, the bread of life.
但是大家来到主耶稣面前只是要得到那个一定会坏的粮食。
But people come to Lord Jesus to get forth fruit that will eventually corrupt.
拿到一点点就高兴不得了了。
They got a little bit and then they're so happy.
所以第二十七节主耶稣讲。
So 27 Lord Jesus said,
不要为那个必坏的粮食而努力。
So he said, do not labor for the food which perishes.
要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
But for the food which endures to everlasting life.
主耶稣能够给你的是什么？
What can Lord Jesus give you?
当然，主耶稣可以给你必坏的粮食。
Of course, Lord Jesus can give you foods that will eventually perish.
但是主耶稣不是要给你这个。
But his intention is not that.
早期啊，在一些其他的教派，他们怎么传福音的呢？
In the early times, when other denominations preach, how do they preach?
他们去到一个国家。
They will come to a certain country.
哇，那个时代还比较穷。
Maybe it's a very poor generation.
啊，派奶粉。
They will give out milk powders.
啊，派衣服。
They will give out clothes.
啊，派大米。
They will give out food.
啊，派小朋友玩具。
And give out toys.
哇，这个真的很多人来教会。
And truly many people came to church.
哎，但是后来这些人呢就不去了。
And afterwards, these people will no longer come.
因为他们得到他们所要的。
Because they have already received what they wanted.
这些食物不是主耶稣给你的。
This food is not what Lord Jesus wants to give you.
这些毒素是一定会坏的。
Because all these will eventually perish.
今天我们向主耶稣求什么？
Today, what do we seek from Lord Jesus?
你到底来到这里，到底要求什么？
When you come here, what truly do you seek?
只是求一份工作吗？
Are you just asking for a job?
只是求一个婚姻吗？
Are you seeking for marriage?
只是求一个财富，让你可以增加吗？
Are you seeking for increasing wealth?
如果你来只是求这些，
If you're coming here to seek these things,
太可惜了。
Then it's pitiable.
因为那些东西是会坏的。
Because these things will perish.
就是好像你放到冰箱的东西。
For example, the things you put in your refrigerator.
有一天会坏的。
Eventually they'll perish.
你放久了会坏的。
The longer you put it, eventually you'll perish.
这些财富，这些东西会过去的。
All these wealth, all these things you seek will pass away.
所以这种人呢，他看到耶稣。
So these kind of people, when they see Lord Jesus,
他把主耶稣呢画一个等号，就是饼。
They put an equal sign beside Lord Jesus Christ, and that will be bread.
一想到耶稣就想到饼。
When they think of Lord Jesus, they think of bread.
他们没有办法得到真的恩典。
Then they cannot truly receive His grace.
因为他们很快就会离开主耶稣。
Because very quickly they'll depart from Lord Jesus.
那你来主耶稣面前，你看到什么？
So when you come before Lord Jesus, what do you see?
你会只想主耶稣给你世上的饼吗？
Do you seek for worldly bread from Lord Jesus?
其实这个世界的东西都会过去。
All these things in this world actually will all pass away.
这个必坏的饼是什么？
What is this perishable bread?
我们看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第十八章。
Revelation chapter 18.
第十节。
Chapter 18 verse 10.
启示录十八章第十节。
Revelation chapter 18 verse 10.
这是圣经的预言啊。
Here is a revelation from the Bible.
预言到末世的时代会是一个什么的时代？
A prophecy regarding what will happen in the end time.
18章第十节。
Chapter 18, verse 10.
这里说，因怕他的痛苦，就远远的站着说：“哀哉，哀哉！巴比伦大城，坚固的城门啊！一时之间，你的刑罚就要来到了。”
Then standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, the mighty city! For in 1 hour your judgment has come."
这里说啊，预言哀哉，哀哉，大巴比伦城要灭亡了。
Here it says, "Alas, alas, great city of Babylon, it will fall."
好。大巴比伦城就是预表罪恶的世界。
This great Babylon, it symbolizes this sinful world.
预表一个物质的文明。
It symbolizes this unworldly civilization.
会在主耶稣来之前达到顶峰。
It will reach a peak before Lord Jesus comes.
那巴比伦城里面有什么呢？
And what's inside this great city of Babylon?
第十一节。
Verse 11.
地上的商客也为他哀哭悲哀，因为没有人再买他们的货物了。
11. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore.
这些货物的就是金银宝石珍珠细麻布只是、这个布料是球子还有朱红色的料各样的香木各样象牙的器皿还有各样极宝贵的石头和铜和铁汉白玉的器皿
And these things, merchandise, are gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linens, purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object, ivory, every kind of object of precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble.
这里说有记载很多很名贵的财物。
It records many precious items.
这里说在大巴比伦城要灭亡的时候。
And when this great city is about to fall,
这些东西本来很值钱的。
Originally, these things are very, very, it's very valuable.
但是在一时之间呢，会变成没有价值。
But in an instant, they'll be worth nothing.
因为呢，大巴比伦城要灭亡了。
Because this city is about to perish.
哇，这个是圣经的预言，已经应验了。
This is a prophecy of the Bible, and it has come to fruition.
哇，现在已经快要达到这个情况了。
We're about to reach that state.
上个礼拜我有分享过。
Last week I shared.
现在全球的贫富悬殊的很厉害。
Now in this world, there's a great inequality between rich and poor.
有钱的变得很有钱。
Rich becomes very rich.
穷的变得越来越穷。
Poor become poorer.
那有钱的人很喜欢一些。做奢侈品
and the rich people they will like to enjoy luxury items
连大部分人呢现在也追求这个奢侈品
and even a majority of the population they seek to buy luxury goods
现在这个奢侈品牌啊不是只有给那些最有钱的人买了已经推广到大众了
now the luxury brand is not just for the richest they are for everyone
大家好像有了奢侈品的品牌的东西了就很高兴
when people buy those branded goods they become happy
这个就是这个末世的现象。
And this is signs of the end time.
对物质的追求很高。
People have a great desire for worldly goods.
大家觉得一只手表可以多少钱？
People might ask how much is a watch worth.
我以前呢不知道手表可以多贵。
Before I wouldn't know how much a watch would cost.
一只手表可以多少钱？
How much can a watch cost you?
当然可以很便宜啊，5块10块就可以啊。
Of course, it can be very inexpensive, $5, $10.
一只手表，也就是运动员戴的手表，运动表可以多少钱
？Or if you ask, how much is a sport watch cost?
我以为以前想说啊，有高贵的手表，就劳力士啦，怎么样啊？顶多几万块啦，就很不得了了。
I thought that if you buy a Rolex, Rolex will probably cost tens of thousands of dollars. That would be already expensive.
这个礼拜在法国打法国公开赛嘛，网球了。
This time in the French Open, they're playing tennis.
那有记者就用那个望远镜了，派一个运动员呢，手上戴什么表
？There is a reporter who took a photo of a tennis player. What kind of watch he was wearing?
然后放了一个价码在上面。
And then he found out the price of that watch.
你们猜猜看多少钱
？Can you guess how much that watch cost?
375,000 US$.
$370,000.
我想怎么会那么贵？
I thought, how can this be so expensive?
我看这个只是20块而已，用我付的嘛。
For me, I would just pay for $20.
也不是什么金啊，什么珍珠啊，什么宝石啊。
You don't see any precious jewels or any diamonds on it.
但是他说，哇，这个是某某名家的限量版的设计的。
But they say this is designed by certain designers. It's limited edition.
全世界只有几十只而已。
There's only a dozen of them in this world.
他说这个标比你的房子还贵，说不定。
And they say that this watch is probably more expensive than your house.
哇，大家都注意这个。
Everyone watches these things.
他打球打得好不好，这个是另外一回事。
Whether he's a good player, that's a secondary.
但也可能也打得很好。
He's probably a good player.
但是大家对这些东西很有兴趣。
But people are interested in these things.
好像能够戴一次这种手表就是厉害了。
It seems like if you can wear one of these kind of watches, then you're very good.
为什么人要看重这些东西?
So why do people put emphasis on these things?
追求这些东西?
Why do people pursue these things?
因为现在的人的心非常的空虚。
Because nowadays, people, their heart is very empty.
已经没有东西可以填满他们。
And there's no longer things that can fill their hearts.
就好像要被毁灭之前的大巴比伦城。
Just like how before the Great Babylon is about to perish.
大家一直追求就是金啊、银啊、宝石啊、贵重的木头啊、象牙。
People seek after gold, silver, these precious items.
但是这些东西没有办法填满他们的。
But these things cannot fulfill them.
还有会一定会坏的。
And these things will surely eventually perish.
因为当主耶稣再来的时候。
Because when Lord Jesus Christ comes.
整个物质界会被消灭。
All the material world will be destroyed.
所有的东西已经没有人会买了。
And all the things now nobody will buy them.
所以比坏的食物不能填满你的真正的需要。
Therefore, things.Foods that are perishable can never satisfy you.
什么东西可以填满呢?
What can satisfy and fill you?
有一个东西也是空的，心里面是空的。
This thing, your heart is empty.
我们心中啊，被创造的时候，有一个心中有一个空间是空的。
When you are created, there is a space in your heart. It's empty.
圣经有讲。
It's spoken in the Bible.
我们看传道书第三章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
传道书第三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好，要将永生安置在世人的心里。
Then he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts.
这里传道者用智慧的话跟我们讲。
Here, this author, he used wise words to tell us.
神造万物。
When God created all things.
按照他的时候。
He made all things according to his time.
成为美好。
And everything is good in its time.
所以神造一切都是美好的。
So God made everything good.
你看那个动物啊、花啊、草啊，都是美好的。
We see the animals, the plants, everything is good.
但是神造人的时候就不一样。
But when God created man, it's different.
神造人的时候啊，神故意在人的心里留了一个空间。
When God created man, he purposely made an empty space in the heart of man.
翻译中文叫永生，其实应该翻成永远。
Translated as eternal life, but actually it is eternity.
神将这个永远的这个观念、这个空、这个需要放在人的心里面。
God has placed this concept, this need, of eternity in the heart of man.
这只有人有这种需要。
And only man will have such a need.
动物没有这种需要。
Animals will not have such a need.
动物，你养一只猫、一只狗，每天喂它就行了。
If you raise a pet, you just need to feed it.
每天去养狗的话，每天去散一个步就可以了，它就很快乐了。
If you raise a dog, you just need to go and walk the dog, and it'll be happy.
你不需要带狗来教会。
You don't need to take the dog to the church.
你不需要叫你的金鱼啊，或者猫来祷告。
You wouldn't need to ask your fish or your cats to pray.
没有这个需要。
They don't have such a need.
没有这个信仰的需要。
They don't have this need for faith.
所以他们有物质都很快乐。
So when they have material good, they're happy.
但是我们人就不一样。
But people are different.
人有这个信仰的需要。
People have this need to seek for religion.
人对神有一个渴慕。
People has this need to want to look for God.
就算你有再多的钱。
And even though you might have a lot of money.
但是如果你没有信仰。
If you do not have faith.
没有神。
If you do not have God,
没有吃到这个生命的粮食
if you cannot eat of this bread of life,
真的会还是很空虚的
then truly your heart will feel empty.
当你有了很多的时候
when you have a lot of things,
有更多就没有意思了
then when you have more, it's not as meaningful to you.
圣经也是有讲得很清楚
The Bible mentioned it very clearly.
我们看传道书第五章
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5,
第十节
chapter 5 verse 10.
五章第十节
chapter 5 verse 10.
传道书五章十节
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10
贪爱银子的不应得银子之足贪爱丰富的不会因利益之足这也是虚空啊
Then he who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver nor he who loves abundance will increase with increase, this is also vanity.
货物增添，吃的人也增添，物质有什么益处呢？不过眼看而已。
When goods increase, they increase who eat them. So what profit have the owners except to see them with their eyes?
圣经的话真的是很真。
The Bible is very true.
贪爱钱财的。
For those who loves silver,
谁不爱钱？
Who does not love money?
谁会嫌钱多？
Who will think that they have too much money?
世界大家都爱钱啊。
Everyone loves money.
但是你爱钱，你会因为得到这个更多的钱会知足吗？
But when you love money, would you be satisfied when you have gained a lot of money?
不会的。
It will not.
你得到更多的钱之后，你就会想得到更多、更多、更多的钱。
When you receive more money, you want to have more.
啊，最近啊，前几天呢，在香港有一个几百亿身家的这个富豪啊。
Few days ago, there is a super wealthy billionaire.
啊，然后开记者会讲那个业绩。
He had a news session.
好，然后讲到最后了，那记者就问他了，哇，某某富豪啊，你什么时候退休啊？
At the end, the reporter asked on this billionaire, when will you retire?
他说八十几岁了。
He said probably 80.
记者问他什么时候退休啊？
And he's in his 80s, and the reporter asked, when would you want to retire?
他怎么回答？
How did he answer?
他广东回答说，哎呀，没那么早啊，食咗午先，没有那么早了。他要用打麻将的那个术语啊，吃午啊，再好像要再赚多一点，要把它吃掉，要把这一铺啊再赢多一点，不可以那么早退休。
He used a mahjong term and said that not this early. Let me gain more.
还没赚够。
He's not satisfied.
八十几岁了。
He's already in his
80s. 几百个亿。
He had billions.
还不可以退休，还要赚更多。
He doesn't want to retire.
不会满足的。
He will not be satisfied.
当一个人不满足的时候
，When a person cannot be content,
他不会开心的。
He will not be happy.
好了，这里说呢，也不会因为得利益而知足的。
He also says those who love abundance will not be satisfied.
这个都是空的。
This is all empty.
那个世界的食物吃完了，还会再饿的。
When you eat of the food in this world, you feel hungry again.
刚刚大家吃了午餐，过几个小时又要吃晚餐了。
Just now, when everyone eat the lunch, after a few hours, they will want to eat dinner.
第十一节讲得很好。
Verse 11 is very good.
你货物多，用的人多而已嘛。
When you good increase, it just means that more people use it.
那个老板有什么益处呢？
What's the good of being a boss?
哇，生意很好啊！哇，卖的人买东西多啊，买的人也多啊，生意非常的赚。
When you have a lot of your business increase, and when you do very well in your business.
啊，但是有什么用呢？
But what good does it bring?
这里说不过眼看而已啊。
Here it says it's only that you can see them with your eyes.
真的是眼看而已哦。
Truly, you can only see those with your eyes.
一百万跟一千万。有什么差别？
What's the difference between $1 million and $10 million?
很多啊，你说十倍啊。
It's a lot. You say it's 10 times more.
但是后面只是多一个零而已啊。
But at the end, just one extra zero.
一百万跟一千万中间对你来说有什么差别？
Between $1 million and $10 million to you, what difference does it make?
你一天还不是一样吃三餐啊？
You still eat 3 meals a day.
你会不会说不是啊？我一千万，我今天可以吃十餐。
You wouldn't say that today. I have $10 million. I can eat 10 meals.
没有了，就是打开银行的账簿看一看而已啊。
It's only for you to see in your bank account.
一栋房子跟十栋房子有什么不一样？
What's the difference between 1 house and 10 houses?
你可以睡几张床？
How many beds can you sleep on?
一个晚上你可以说啊，一点到两点睡一张，然后两点到三点，我要去另外一个房子再睡一下。
Can you say to yourself, between 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., I'll sleep on this bed, and the next hour, I'll go to the other bed in the other room.
也是在看而已。
It's only for you to see.
所以这个世上必坏的食物都是看一看而已。
Therefore, all these things that will perish, this food, it's for you to see only.
好像差很多。
It seems that there is a great difference.
其实没有很多。
But actually, it's not that much different.
人其实很饿。
Everyone is all hungry.
饿到什么程度呢？
To what point are they hungering for?
我们看阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
第十一节。
Chapter 8 verse 11.
阿摩斯书第八章十一节。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
八章十一节。
Amos 8 11.
主耶稣说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿，非因无饼。”饥渴非因无水，乃因不听神的话。
8:11, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord.
他们必漂流从这海到那海，从北边到东边，往来奔跑，寻求神的话，却寻不着。
They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it.
当那日美妙的处女和少年的男子必因饥渴发昏。Verse 13,
In that day, the fair virgins and strong young men shall faint from thirst.
现在很多人呢，饿到昏倒了。Nowadays,
many people, they are so hungry to the point that they will faint.
为什么越发达的社会，忧郁症越多？
Why is it that when the society is more developed, there's more conflict?
饿到不行了。Because
they're so hungry.
有一些人生活什么都不缺。There
are people who lack nothing in their life.
退休了。
They retired.
突然间发觉人生好像很空啊。Suddenly
they realize their life is so empty.
不用工作了。Now
they don't have to work.
孩子长大了，以前还可以念小孩，还可以忙小孩，现在小孩也没得忙了。Their
children grew up. Before they can busy with their child, now their child is grown up.
以前可以烦恼工作，现在工作也没得烦恼了。Before
they can worry about their job, now they have nothing to worry about.
哇，这个很痛苦哎。Now
this is painful.
有一个人讲过这句话。
Somebody spoke this phrase.
人生有两样东西很痛苦。
There's two types of things that will cause a lot of pain to a person.
哪两样呢?
Which two types of things?
第一就是你盼望的东西得不到。
The first type is those who the things that you hope for you cannot get.
这个很痛苦。
This is very painful.
那第二种痛苦呢?
The second type of pain
是你盼望的东西得到了。
The second of pain, type of pain is when you have received what you hope for.
这个也是很痛苦。
Now this is also painful.
为什么?
How come?
没有希望了，没有下一个希望了。
Now you don't have another thing to hope for.
我人生都得到了，但是又怎么样？
Now you have received this thing that you hope for. What can you do?
以前没有房子，想要房子，现在有房子了，要怎样？
Before you want to have a house, now you have a house. What can you do?
以前没有成功啊，现在成功了，又怎么样？
Before you seek success, now you are successful. What can you do?
得到了之后有巨大的空虚感。
Now when you have received or achieved it, you feel even greater emptiness.
所以很多人自杀。
So many people will commit suicide.
忧郁症,
many people are depressed.
睡不着,
many people have insomnia.
觉得人生没意思,
they feel that their life is meaningless.
真的有,
truly, there's a lot of people like that.
我们身边的人可能有些这样,
there are people who's around us is like that.
我身边的人就有见过我身边的人是这样,
even the people beside me, sometimes I see them like this.
什么都有,
they have everything.
退休的时候自杀了,
when they retired, on their suicide.
很伤心,
it's very sad.
很可怜,
it's very pitiable.
他是全世界最不应该自杀的那个人，因为他生活太好了。He's
the person in this world that shouldn't have committed suicide. Their life is so good.
他却了结了自己的生命,
but he ended his life.
因为他没有信仰,
because he doesn't have a faith.
因为他很饿,
because he's very hungry.
他饿的时候没有找到对的东西来吃。
And when he's hungry, he did not find the right thing to eat.
越吃世界的东西越饿。
And the more worldly things he eats, he become more hungry.
那我们应该要吃什么呢?
So what do we eat? What shall we eat?
我们一定要吃对东西。
We have to find the right thing to eat.
我们要吃生命之粮。
We have to eat the bread of life.
我们看回来约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 6.
第六章35节。
Chapter 6, verse 35.
六章35节。
6:35.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
35, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
谁是生命的粮?
Who is the bread of life?
生命的粮就是主耶稣。
Lord Jesus is the bread of life.
他就是那个从天降下的粮。
He is the bread that comes from heaven.
世上的粮食都是从地上长出来的。
All the worldly bread food is grown from on earth.
对不对? 米啊,饭啊, 还有肉啊, 菜啊, 都是从地上出来的。
All the rice, meat, vegetables you eat come from the earth.
只有一个食物是从天上来的。
There's only one food comes above.
旧约的时候, 在旷野那40年, 神用马拿喂他们。
In the Old Testament, for 40 years, God fed the Israelites with manna.
那个就是从天上来的。
That food comes from above.
那是预表主耶稣基督。
That is to symbolize Lord Jesus.
他从天上尊贵的天上来到人间。
He came from a high status above to come to this world.
本来是神。
He is originally God.
为了救我们成为人的样子。
In order to save man, he became like us.
他把生命之道带来。
He bring with him the word of life.
他要把生命给你。
He want to give you life.
你一定要相信他。
You must believe in him.
如果你相信他。
If you believe in him,
他绝对不会丢弃你。
He will never forsake you.
37节。
37。
凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
37. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out.
所以说不会丢弃你的。
Lord Jesus will not cast you out.
如果你相信他，他不会丢弃你。
If you believe in him, he will not cast you out.
你今天去餐馆吃饭，你没带钱，那个老板马上叫你走啊。
If you go to a restaurant and you do not bring your money, the owner will kick you out.
没有钱买什么食物？
If you don't have money, what can you buy? What kind of food can you buy?
主耶稣不会丢弃你。
Lord Jesus will not abandon you.
你很穷，主耶稣不会介意你。
If you are poor, Lord Jesus will not mind that.
你是罪人，主耶稣不会拒绝你。
If you are a sinner, Lord Jesus will not reject you.
主耶稣一定会接纳你。
Lord Jesus will surely accept you.
但是你一定要诚心的相信他。
But you must truly believe in him.
然后呢，第四十节。
In verse 40.
因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生。并且在末日我要叫他复活。
40. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day.
主耶稣这个生命之粮。
Lord Jesus, he is the bread of life.
只要你相信他。
As long as you believe in him.
接受宝血的洗礼。
As long as you accept the washing away of the precious blood.
好好的保守在主的道理上面。
If you keep yourself within the word of the Lord.
就算你死了，就算你有一天离开世界了。
Even if one day you die and depart from this world,
在末日主说叫你复活。
In the end day, the Lord will resurrect you.
这个就是生命之粮。
This is the bread of life.
人的生命太脆弱了。
Human life is so vulnerable.
前几天，大家应该留意新闻。
A few days ago, if you take notice of the news,
在中国这个长江啊，有一艘这个东方之星翻船了。
In the China, in the Changjiang River, there is a boat that topsided.
430几个老人家，大部分是退休的老人，参加一个旅游团，那个游船。
About 430 some elders, they were on this tourist boat.
高高兴兴的去玩。
They were enjoying their trip. They were on this trip.
劳碌了一辈子。
They labored for all their life.
很不容易。到退休的年龄。
And finally, they are retired.
开始不用为儿女烦了。
They are at the point where they don't have to worry about their children.
也不用为赚钱烦了。
They don't have to worry about making money.
高高兴兴的去旅游。
They were happily on their trip.
结果晚上那个船开吗？
At night time, this boat is.
龙卷风一来。
Along its way, and then there is tornado.
几秒钟之内，船就翻了。
And in a few seconds, this. This boat toppled.
一分钟之内船就沉了。
Within a minute, this boat sank.
他们连穿救生衣的时间都没有。
They don't even have a chance to wear life jackets.
那个时候会不会游泳已经不重要了。
At that whether or not you can swim or not, it's no longer.
你说你会游得多快，游得多远也没有用。
If you can swim for a long distance, it's no use.
400多个人在里面困在里面。
There's 430 plus people trapped inside.
救出来没几个。
Only a few were saved.
尸体现在很多还找不到。
And there's many that they cannot even find the corpse.
你看人生有多脆弱。
Just look at this, you understand how vulnerable people's lives
are. 人要走，人要死，就是这样走了。
If a person passed away, person died, that's how easy that would be.
我们也不要觉得他们很可怜而已，我们都一样可怜。
Don't feel that they're so pitiable, we are the same.
如果没有信仰,
if we do not have a faith,
如果没有神,
if we do not have God,
如果对得救没有把握,
if we do not have a firm confidence in salvation,
人的结局都是一样,
then our ending is all the same.
除非你吃了生命之粮,
unless you eat of the bread of life,
你接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主,
if you accept Lord Jesus as your Savior,
我所说的是真正的相信呢, 不是挂在嘴巴的相信呢。
What I say is, if you truly believe, not just saying it with your mouth.
有时候我们是挂在嘴巴的相信。
Sometimes we just say it with our mouth.
我们的里面没有生命。
Inside of us, we don't have life.
真正的信仰啊，真正的吃的生命之粮啊，里面是会有生命的。
When you eat of the bread of life, truly inside of you there's life.
是让主耶稣的生命表现出来的。
And you're able to express the life of Lord Jesus.
那人很饿啊，吃的东西都有体力啊。
We see that when people are hungry, but they eat, they'll have stamina, they are strong.
真正的相信主耶稣基督。
If you truly believe in Lord Jesus,
你的生命是要改变的。
Your life will change.
不是只是理论上的相信。
It's not just theoretically you believe in Him.
或是挂个名是一个信徒。
It's not just that you take up the name as a Christian.
是生命是不一样的。
Your life will transform.
那为什么会不一样呢？
How can this life transform?
因为他有把生命之粮吃进去。
Because that person has eat of the bread of life inside.
这个生命之粮呢，也可以代表主耶稣的话。
This bread of life can also symbolize the word of Lord Jesus.
好，我们看第六章。
Let's read chapter 6.
第六章的63节。
Chapter 6, verse 63.
约翰福音第六章63节。
Chapter 6, verse 63.
六章63节。
Chapter 6, verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。
63. It is the spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The word I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
主耶稣基督这里说啊，
Here Lord Jesus said,
叫人活着的乃是灵。
It is spirit who gives life.
什么东西叫你活着？
What causes you to be alive?
你可能你摸摸你的心，你的心在跳。
If you look at your heart, your heart beats.
你可以摸一下，感觉不到。
If you touch your heart, can you feel your heart beats?
应该在摸到吗？如果感觉不到的话，应该是你摸错地方。
You're supposed to feel your heartbeats.
一定有在跳，不然的话你是死的。
Surely it beats because you're alive.
那你可能说，为什么它在跳？
So you might ask, how come it beats?
你可能说，我有吃饭啊，我刚刚有吃饭。
Some people might say, I just ate.
没有错，那个是食物，让你可以有营养。
You're not wrong. You gain nutrition of your food.
真正让你活着的不是那些食物。
But truly what causes you to be alive is not those foods.
真正你活着的是因为你的灵魂还在你的身体里面。
What causes you to be alive because there is, your soul is in your body.
如果主耶稣今天把你的灵魂从你的身体抽走了。
Today, if Lord Jesus take away your soul from inside of your body,
你吃什么都没有用。
Then regardless what you eat, there's no use.
死翘翘的。
Then you're dead.
今天我们活着因为灵在里面。
Today we're alive because your spirit is in you.
主耶稣容许这个灵魂继续在你身体里面。
Lord Jesus allows your soul to be still in your body.
这个灵魂要吃东西啊。
But this soul of you needs to eat something.
吃什么呢？
What can your soul eat?
主耶稣说，叫人活着的是灵。
Lord Jesus said, it is spirit who gives life.
肉体是没有什么用的。
And the flesh profits nothing.
我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the word I speak to you are spirits, and they are life.
所以这个生命之粮是什么？
So what is this bread of life?
就是主耶稣要对你说的话。
It is the word that Lord Jesus speaks to you.
一个基督徒要没有生命啊，很容易看得出来。
Whether or not a Christian is lively or have life, you can see it very easily.
他有没有常常的领受主的话？
Whether or not this Christian often partakes the word of the Lord.
如果一个基督徒对主耶稣的话没有什么兴趣，
If a Christian has no interest in the word of Lord Jesus,
他的灵命啊，饿了很久了，快死了。
Then his spiritual life must be in famish for a long time.
你看 baby 哦，如果两天不吃奶，你看看他变什么样子。
If you have a baby, if you do not feed the baby for 2 days, what will happen?
大人了，三天不吃饭会变怎么样？
If you look at adults, 3 days not eating, what will happen?
软弱无力的。
They'll be so weak.
但是很可惜，今天我们不是没有灵粮。
But very pitiable today is not the case that we do not have spiritual food.
可能我们对灵粮的食欲不是很大。
But the problem is that we don't have a great appetite for spiritual food.
我们对看报纸啊、新闻啊、杂志啊，可以一张一张翻啊，一本一本书这样看。
We have a great appetite for looking at the news, to look at magazines.
但是对神的话呢，打开一张了就想睡觉。
But for the word of God, when we open the one chapter, we fall asleep.
没有办法吃进去。
We cannot eat of it.
或是太忙了。
Or we become so busy.
没有花时间在上面。
We cannot spend enough time on it.
但是如果我们真正有把主的话吃进去，
But today if we truly eat of the word of the Lord,
它一定可以给你生命。
It will surely give you life.
你会感觉不一样。
You can feel the difference.
最近教会我们就有推行这个约翰福音，每天一章而已，每天一章的读圣经。
Now the church has promoting everyone to read the book of John.
已经有很多弟兄姐妹分享。
There's already a lot of brothers and sisters who share with me.
他们真的开始要每天读经了。
That truly they started to read Bible every day.
读了圣经之后，神的话语对他讲话，他感觉不一样。
And when they read from the Bible, the word of the Lord spoke to them, and they feel different.
他开始在思考。
They started to think.
他开始好像神呢改变他的观念。
They feel that God is changing their concept.
有时候在讲台上他吸收不到的。
Sometimes on the sermon, there are things that they cannot absorb.
自己读的时候呢，神会叫他。
But when you read it on your own, the Lord taught them.
啊，生命呢，属灵生命就很旺盛。
Then their spiritual life becomes abundant.
所以生命的粮就是主耶稣的话。
So the bread of life is the word of Lord Jesus.
啊，我们一定要花时间去读。
We must spend time to read.
好，我们可能说现在很方便的，我都有手机啊、iPad 啊，我们都可以啊电子本。
Nowadays it's very convenient for us to read on our phones or tablets.
最近有位老姐妹也跟我分享。
There's this old sister who shared with me.
以前她来慕道的时候啊，查经啊，都是用 iPad， 每次读圣经都是用 iPad 来划。
He said that every time when he comes to study the Bible, she always used tablets.
但是她跟我分享。
But she shared with me.
她说以前用那些电脑平板来读圣经啊，读过了就忘。
She said that it used to be that when she read from the tablet, after she read of it, she forget.
没有什么感觉。
She doesn't have any feel.
现在开始要看纸版圣经啊。
Now she reads from the physical book.
看的感觉完全不一样。
She tells me that the feeling is different.
比较专注。
She can pay more attention.
她还可以画。
And she can also take notes.
还有呢，她读的时候有感觉。
And also when she read of it, she has different feelings.
但神在跟她讲话这样。
She feels that God is speaking.
以前读过我都忘记，用 iPad 读我都忘记了。
Before when she read on the tablet, she forgets.
现在用纸板读了，没有，开始进去了。
Now when she reads from the physical book, she started to absorb.
所以啊，这也是我们可以值得参考的。
This is also we can take this as a reference.
生命质量很宝贵。
The word of life, the bread of life is very precious.
所以说已经把最好吃的放在你面前了。
Lord Jesus has already placed the best before you.
自助餐已经放在你面前了。
This buffet before you.
啊，新约旧约加在一起就有像自助餐呢。
The Old Testament and New Testament is like a buffet.
哇，有时候我看到自助餐，哇，几十道菜啊，真的是不晓得吃什么，太丰富了。
Sometimes when I go to buffet, there's so many dishes I don't know what to choose.
圣经啊，比最好吃的自助餐还丰富啊。
The Bible is even better, more abundant than the best buffet.
你看什么道理都有。
There's all type of teachings.
从创世纪到启示录。
From Genesis to Revelation.
什么年龄层的需要都有。
And there's teachings for all levels, all ages.
就等我们去吃。
We just need to partake.
我们要不要去吃？
Do we want to partake?
吃饱一点。
We have to be filled with it.
今天开始我们就立志。
From today, we have to make a determination.
每天一定要读一章。
Every day we have to read a chapter.
不要说没有时间。
Don't tell me you have no time.
所以说知道你有时间。
Lord Jesus knows that you do have time.
你有时间上网。
You have time to go on the internet.
你有时间看电视。
You have time to watch TV.
你有时间看报纸。
You have time to read the newspaper.
一定有时间读圣经。
Surely you have time to read the Bible.
还有现在开始要读纸本圣经。
And now we have to determine ourselves to read a physical book.
每个人都应该有一本纸本圣经。
Everyone should have a physical Bible.
还有来教会都应该带自己的圣经。
And when you come to the church, you should have a physical book.
一边听道理，我一边写笔记，一边画。
And when you listen to the sermon, you can take notes and make drawings.
这样你的信仰才会进步。
And this way, your faith will improve.
你说传道教会有圣经啊？
You may tell me that our preacher will have Bibles in the church.
教会的圣经是给慕道者用的。
The Bibles in the church is for truth seekers.
你应该有自己的圣经带来聚会用。
You must have your own Bible and for the purpose of having service.
聚完会还要把圣经带回家哦。
And after the service, you have to take the Bible home.
有人说传道，我有带圣经啊，我把圣经放在我的座位上，顺便占位置，顺便占个位置啊。
Some people tell me that preacher, I bring my Bible and I place it on my seat so that I take up that spot.
我在别的一个教会看到有一个人的圣经带啊，放在同一个位置五年了。
There's another church I went to. There's a person who placed their Bible in that same spot for 5 years.
不带回家了。
That person never take it home.
放在那边占位置。
He just placed it there to take out the spot.
自己的圣经怎么可以放教会
？How can you bring your own Bible and not take it back?
带回家每天读。
You have to take it back and read it every day.
不一定读很多，一章就够了。
You might not have to read a lot, just one chapter is enough.
来教会也带着圣经。
And when you come to the church, bring your Bible.
回家把它带走。
When you go home, also bring back your Bible.
放在你看到的地方。
And place in a spot that you can see it.
这是你生命之粮啊。
This is your word of life.
从今天开始，它对你的生命会有改变。
Starting from today, you shall see a difference in your life.
求主耶稣让我们吃饱。
And we ask Lord Jesus Christ to fill us.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
58首。
Hymn 58.